Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. I'm here today with Ken Rosenthal, a photographer in Tucson. And how many years have you been living in Tucson?
Almost 23 years now. I feel like a native.
The reason I asked you in is because I hear that you have an interesting relationship with a saguaro cactus in your backyard.
Yeah, there's a saguaro that's not an enormous saguaro. It's probably about 8 feet, no arms yet. I live just outside the city limits on a property that's pretty studded with saguaro. And this one I'd never taken note of before until one evening, just past sunset. It was kind of dusky. You know, sometimes you feel as if you're being watched. I felt as if something was looking at me, and I looked over at the saguaro, and I'd never had this feeling from a saguaro before, but I felt as if this saguaro was judging me.
What was the saguaro doing that gave you this sense?
I think it was the angle at which it was growing. It was kind of leaning in, and the way that it was backlit, you know, due to the time of day.
Were there any markings or scars on it in particular?
No, I mean, it's fairly fresh. There's a couple small little bird pecks, which oddly enough were in the shape of eyes and then a little hole that might be the mouth. It was enough that I went in the house eventually. I was bothered enough.
You were
by
so
it.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You go inside, and then, you know, what happened the next day?
Well, the next day I came out and I looked at the saguaro, and it seemed infinitely more benevolent. Absolutely.
So do you think that you know, the lighting had something to do with this?
I think it's a combination of both the lighting as well as where my internal state was at that point. I don't think that this is really a saguaro that is hell-bent on making my life miserable.
Right. Now, I just got to ask, I mean, do you ever have that sense about other human beings, that if they're just sort of sitting there and not saying anything, have you ever had that sense that you're being judged?
Yes, I've definitely had that feeling with other human beings.
So how are you moving through this issue with this friend in your yard? What are you
doing?
Well,
I've just decided that he's not really bothering me. I'm not going to bother him. I'm going to try and have a better attitude, realize that if it does have a soul, I don't logically believe that it is a bad soul.
Do you think that you were judging it at all?
I think I was.
What did this saguaro teach you?
I think this saguaro taught me to not judge so quickly. So, saguaro, if you're listening to this, if I judge you too quickly, I apologize.